What's up, guys? This is Harrison at Twitch_35 on Twitter, and you are listening to a brand new episode of Lecture Hall, presented by Student Union Sports. This week, we dive into MLB opening weekend. We give our quick predictions, quote-unquote quick predictions, on the NBA and NHL restarts, and break down the AFC South to continue our NFL divisional breakdowns. Before we get to the show, let's give you a little word from our sponsor, Gibbs Grooming. Do you have issues with your beard being overly dry or overly itchy? Yeah, me too. But not anymore, now that I have Gibbs Grooming in my life. They have 5 different beard oils, so there's always going to be one that fits your needs. Just go on to GibbsGrooming.com, use promo code HALL15, H-A-L-L-1-5, and get 15% off your order. And guess what? It's not just beard oil. Body wash, deodorant, hair gel. They've got it all. GibbsGrooming.com, promo code HALL15, 15% off your order. Class is in session. Let's get to it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another week of Lecture Hall. Sound the alarms, folks. We've got a lot on this episode to unpack. It's your boys, as usual, Harrison Sillings, a.k.a. at Twitch35 on Twitter, your boy Big Hoppa, a.k.a. at Beastie Hops on Twitter, a.k.a. The Connection Kid. What's up, Harry? How you doing?
Still rolling with the self-given nickname, I see.
It's not going to stop. I'm telling you, the train keeps a rolling. Despite the connection maybe being fixed.
What's up, guys? Class is in session, and that means it's time for the weekly syllabus. Headlines this week. Elephant in the room. Mookie Betts. He's a Dodger for life. He signed the largest contract in MLB history. He's got some Mike Trout money and then some. It's somewhere in the 13-year to $360 to $385 million range. I don't know the exact number. I kept seeing conflicting reports. It's been a week. I haven't confirmed
12-365, I think, was the official.
12-365. That's a lot of money.
We'll run through 20-32.
What am I? I'm 22 next week. 22 plus 13 is like 35. I'll be 35 when Mookie Betts' contract extension ends.
Holy crap. That's terrifying. My daughter will be like, I mean, if you count the offseason as the date, she'll be almost 14 years old.
Yeah, that's not as alarming of a number when your daughter's not even 1 year old. You just have to add 13 to 8 months.
It's fair.
In other news, we have Lou Williams leaving the NBA bubble to go to an urgent family matter in Atlanta. And while he was there, he just happened to stumble into Magic City Strip Club, which I guess in his defense has the best wings in Atlanta from what I've seen on Twitter. But nonetheless, he left the bubble and went to a strip club, and he now has to re-quarantine in the bubble for 14 days. Going to miss a couple Clippers games. Could cost them some big ones. We'll see if that factors into the Clippers playoff run. Speaking of playoff run, the NHL and the NBA. The NBA has been scrimmaging. The NHL started tonight. So that'll be last night by the time you're listening to this, maybe.
Possibly 2 nights ago.
Yeah. Who knows? You'll hear some NFL or NBA and NHL talk a little later on. And you'll hear about this later on.
1-0.
Cool. Bruins aren't playing yet. Doesn't matter. And then we have the Miami Marlins, who I guess, like, we always say canceled the season. And I think the Marlins season just got canceled. They've had, 19 people test positive for the virus in the last 48 hours. And their season's just on hold. And we'll get to that when we talk MLB. But that is this week's syllabus.
What a week. What a weekend. What an end of the week. I'm gonna throw in a coming up segment on my Twitter. This is the week that I actually record. I think we should like take names. But I'm gonna record the I called it the shave, where I'll recap our episodes from Lecture Hall and put it out on Twitter as a little recap, where I'll shave using Gibbs grooming products. But I was gonna see if you had a quick like brainstorm idea for what this should be called. I was gonna call it like the close shave. I'm trying to find a way to like work recap in there. I don't know.
I can think on this one, but I don't think you want me brainstorming this while we're recording.
probably a good idea. Fans, if you guys have an idea, once we tweet out the link and once you see it, comment on Twitter, at us, whatever. You hear it in the intro. You know what our Twitters are. Yeah, so, hey.
Gibbs Grooming, if you actually listen to the one show you sponsor, if you're listening, give us an idea here.
Yeah. I'll shout out my girl, Ray.
Ray from Gibbs Grooming. Shout out, Ray.
All right. Anyways, yeah, long weekend. A lot of stuff going on. We had pretty much it all, and then we had everything starting up this week. Between the NHL and NBA, what are you looking forward to the most?
The NHL. Is that even a question?
I'm sorry.
nothing like playoff hockey. Playoff hockey in a bubble? Come on.
How about – do you want to talk about your Red Sox quickly with the MLB?
All right. Let,
where do you want to start? We got to find a word to start, a place to start.
Yeah, we're going to start with the MLB season finally kicking off. We've jerked teased you on this one for weeks, starting with Legends Lingo. Then we had Steve. Then we had Jay Hay. Last week, we finally took a break from baseball. But now baseball is officially back, as our boy Steve Perrault would say. Tough opening weekend for both of our teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Started off on a high note for me. My boys looked solid, putting up like 13 runs on the Orioles before losing the series. And then losing game one to the Mets. And then they're currently losing game two to the Mets as well.
That's tough.
They're this pitching staff, let me tell you. Hoppe could go out there fresh out of rec league and throw a 70 mile per hour four seamer,
and 72 and flat.
Probably get more outs than what Josh Ostrich and the Hall Pass and whoever they're throwing out there. I don't even know their names. I only know their Section 10 nicknames. That's how irrelevant they are.
Yeah, Ostrich. I'm not saying I would have under six ERA, but I could probably keep it under seven. Hey, that's for sure.
The guy that pitched tonight, his last name's Hall. Matt, Mike Hall, something like that. 10-13 ERA. Beat that.
Ooh. I'm going to say under. I'm going to say the big hop of pitching under on that one.
The only pitcher in baseball who is worse than anyone on the Red Sox staff has to be Shohei Ohtani, because he got blasted and couldn't record an out. Can't even have a numerical ERA. Infinity right now.
Yep, infinite. That guy's giving up runs in his sleep right now. He's going home kissing girls, and I don't know if he's married or not. So I was going to say he's kissing girls and giving up runs. He's getting scored on. I don't know. That joke fell apart really fast.
Yeah, and so, yes, tough opening weekend for the Brewers and the Red Sox. Two united fan bases, and neither one of them has anything to cheer for at the moment.
Not a single thing.
Hoppe, what's your biggest takeaway from MLB opening weekend?
I was getting hyped for Shohei Sundays, that's for sure. I'm very skeptical on the two-way ability, so I was excited for that. I was really hoping for Christian Yelich to come out slugging. Didn't happen. I think I got more than I bargained for with seeing how bad the Red Sox are going to potentially be. So luckily I've been able to enjoy that after getting piss pounded by the Orioles. I think the biggest takeaway is how they've done with the testing. Everybody's been pretty good through the scrimmage games, and then obviously the Marlins are trying to ruin it for everybody.
The funny thing about this is I saw a report today from a Twitter insider, so you don't know how reliable, but our boy Carabas quote tweeted it, saying that in the Marlins' last exhibition series before the regular season, in Atlanta, home of the famous Magic City Strip Club, five Marlins players went to a strip club. We don't know which one. Maybe they just wanted some wings. Who knows? Allegedly, five Marlins players went to a strip club, and now 19 players on the team have tested positive. Their season is suspended indefinitely. The Yankees
until
Phillies,
Sunday was the just before we started recording. I believe they said until Sunday for sure at the late.
Okay, it'll probably get extended. You're not gonna get over COVID in 4 days. Come on, boy. And then the Yankees and the Phillies are suspending games postponing games, whatever you want to say, because the Phillies were the team that played the Marlins opening weekend. And of all teams, it's the only team who can be worse than the Red Sox, the Mets, and the Orioles, and that is the Miami Marlins.
Despite taking it to the Phillies and being 2-1 right now, leading the division. So as
the Orioles started off 2-1 too. Come on.
Hey.
We might not be playing 162, but we're still playing some games here.
you just never know. Yeah. It's just like, why people are we like this far along? Like, pretty much everywhere we're coming out of like our quarantines and staying at home constantly, so that we are like actually out and about while still like it's just wear the mask. I don't know. Don't like socially distance. It's truly not that hard. Like, you should basically be accustomed to it by now.
And if you want chicken wings during this, go to B-Dubs. Here's something. Has it ever crossed your mind out there in the boonies of Wisconsin? There might wing places might be few and far between. You're sitting at home. You have a Miller Lite, great tasting, less filling Milwaukee brewed, and you're like, man, you know what? I want some wings from a place that has just a bunch of gross naked women dancing all over the place. Those are the wings that really get you going. But apparently that's just an Atlanta specialty. And honestly, I don't care. These could be the best wings in the country. I just don't feel like wings at a strip club is what I'd want to do here. Here's an idea that just struck me. Tender Daddy lives in South Carolina. We need Tender Daddy to drive over to Atlanta and give us a Magic City Strip Club hot wings review.
Oh, but they're not tenders. I don't know if he'll do it.
I think he has to make an exception for the content. How electric would that be? But Pat McAfee called
these
wings
the truth.
Do you like the wiggle?
Just a video of the girl. The girls.
Pulls him out of the box and goes, nice wiggle, and there's just a girl there just dancing on him.
Yeah, it's a fat booty right in front of his face.
He's got a whole stack of chicken tenders, and he's just...
It's instead of his mask, he's just wearing a bra over his head. Oh, boy. Oh. You can't tell. Harrison and I hadn't, like, spoken all weekend, so...
We haven't.
We got a lot to get out here on Lecture Hall. But,
oh,
yeah.
Man, that'd be so funny.
That would be hilarious.
He's got, like, instead of, like, glitter on him, he's got, like, seasoning from the wings.
Just, like drops of ranch.
He's wearing a Lou Williams jersey.
Oh, my God. I would pay him for that.
Liam, when you listen to this, we need to give Tender Daddy some of our budget. I know you just sent me this show's budget. We need to allocate some of that to Tender Daddy, get him a Lou Will jersey and some money, gas money to drive up to Atlanta or down to Atlanta, geography, I don't know. And we need to get him some Magic City wings. I need that review. Like, I need air to breathe.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah. I think that wraps it up for the MLB this weekend. Honestly, it's just like, there's not a whole lot. Golf sucked.
I didn't even know there was a golf tournament going on.
The 3M, I had a golf daily fantasy lineup where, like, I did two of them. And if you, like, cut this team in half and cut this team in half and put them as one, probably would have won thousands of dollars. But that's
gambling, you know?
Yeah, it's how the cookie crumbles.
You can blame DJ for your daughter not going to college.
I'm going to. Screw that guy and his back injury. Anyways, do you have do you want to do like a little NHL, NBA, who's winning it all?
Sure. 5-2 Mets. The Red Sox have scored. So don't call it a comeback.
Thanks, LL.
So let's start with the NBA because it's the one I just do not care about. Out of the West, you have to be picking the Lakers or the Clippers, right? Like, those are the two. Yeah. Like, the duh. I think maybe.
Oh, you think?
It's unprecedented times. Some crazy stuff could happen. And maybe a team like the Dallas Mavericks kind of comes out of nowhere. Or the Portland Trailblazers. But probably not. You can pretty much chalk in L.A. and then just add an L or a C, depending on how that pans out.
Yep.
Out of the East, these teams all kind of blow. You have Giannis. Obviously, the Bucks are probably like the favorite.
The team that's the one seed in the East.
Okay, cool. It's the East. This is gonna sound like a homer pick, even though I'm not a fan of this team. My team has not made the playoffs. I really think the Boston Celtics are probably top to bottom the best team in the East.
God, you don't watch basketball, do you?
They have an all-star point guard. They have the probably between this guy and Giannis, Jason Tatum, the two, and Luka, they have one of the three rising stars in the league.
Giannis is going to be back-to-back MVP, you psychopath.
Okay, Giannis has been in the league longer than Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown is a dog. Who else are we cooking with here? Oh, yeah, freaking Gordon Hayward. Come on.
Daddy's always happy.
I really like the Boston Celtics. Obviously, at some point, the Philadelphia 76ers are going to get good and make some kind of run as soon as they can get past the Celtics, which has been their issue in years past. That team's going to get good at some point. Also, one of their guys, what is his name? His last name's Thibault. I think he's a rookie. He has a vlog series called Life in the Bubble, and it's a very solid watch on YouTube. Shout out him. Last name, Thibault. Can't remember his first name. Starts the name.
Marquise,
something like that. Yeah. So to summarize, my three teams to watch in the East are probably no-brainer picks, the Bucks, the Celtics, and the Sixers. I think the Celtics are the best of those three teams, top to bottom. But I really just don't care about the NBA. And honestly, I think the NBA is like wrestling where it's scripted and we're probably going to have a Lakers-Celtics final just to have a Lakers-Celtics final. And then obviously the Lakers are going to win because Kobe and LeBron. So that's kind of how I see the NBA shaking out. I would care more if the Hornets were in. I do love me some Kemba Walker. He is my favorite player in the league, and I would love to see him get a ring, but it's just not the year for it because of Kobe.
Yeah. The answer is the Lakers Bucks, and because of Kobe, it's going to be the Lakers. Says the guy, says the guy who just made the Homer pick.
I'm not a Celtics fan.
More like Homer Sillings.
So. I'm not a Celtics fan. I'm a Hornets fan, and they're not in the playoffs.
You literally said this might be a homer pick, but this is Boston Celtics.
Yeah, because I'm a Bruins and a Red Sox fan. Of course you're going to call me a homer.
You called yourself a homer
because I was getting out in front of it. I'm not a Celtics fan. I just think they have the best team.
You said what? That makes no sense.
I know that I said it's gonna sound like a homer pick because I'm referencing my baseball and hockey fandom, but however, I am not a Celtics fan.
We're gonna have to go back to the tape for that one. That's all I'm gonna say.
Anyways, I can go pull out the Hornets jerseys and t-shirts in my closet. There's no Celtics gear in there.
after you went through the whole Celtics roster talking about how they're dogs.
Because they're good. If you have that many studs on your team, of course, you're going to know. They're like household names. Yeah, and I follow so many Boston fans on Twitter that that's like all I see.
You're just brainwashed.
No, I like a baseball team that's good. Usually they suck, and a hockey team that is very good.
Oh, you're something else. So
we both agreed Lakers.
Yeah, Lakers.
Lakers.
In my heart of hearts, the Bucks are the best team in the NBA.
Okay. But okay.
It's literally true. It's true. They have the best record in the NBA.
Because they don't play in the Western Conference.
The West isn't even that strong.
They don't play LeBron and AD. They don't play Lillard. They don't play Luka. They don't play Harden and Russ. They don't play the Thunder. They don't play – they play Boston, and they play Toronto, and they play and they play Philly.
You're – whatever. Anyways.
Sleeper pick for my boy Sam, the Indiana Pacers. Could make a run to like the second round. They're going to be good at some point. Anyways, Lakers are winning the finals. In the NHL, who do you got?
It's so tough because I want to say, yeah, because literally anything can. Well, yeah, all of these things.
All of the above.
Yeah, literally, you could name every. You could, yeah. You could say it all. My pick is going to be I like the Lightning just to say fuck you to Boston and St. Louis. And St. Louis is going to go backy to backy.
No. One hit wonders.
Nope.
Yeah. Let me – this is a homer pick. I think the Bruins are the best team in the NHL, and they
call it the Homer Show for you. Just not like even lecture hall, it's lecture Homer.
You just said that the Bucks are the best team in the NBA, and
because it's the facts.
And guess what? It's a fact that the Bruins are the best team in the NHL. Most points, best record. Anyways, I want to say the Bruins are going to win it all. They want revenge from last year, but with the. If the playoffs would have went on as usual, no cancellation, I think that was what was going to happen because of what's happening now. We've talked about this before. I absolutely have no idea. So I'm just going to throw out some teams that I think could win it. Obviously, I think Boston could win it. I think Tampa could win it. I think Washington could win it. Yeah. I think Colorado could win it. Mm-hmm. I think St. Louis could win it. And I think Vegas could win it.
You know who I like is my dark horse, Edmonton. I'm totally just pulling that out of my ass.
Yeah, no.
My real dark horse is your Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, the Toronto Maple Leafs. As much as I hate that poverty franchise, they are good enough to make that run.
We could be a real underdog story, but it's not going to happen.
Dude, even the freaking Islanders could get hot.
Yeah.
Calgary?
Shout out Brock Nelson, American hero.
Good guy, plays hard, loves the game.
Loves the game. Essentially, Lecture Hall is us like saying, here's a topic, and then throwing in an inside joke or a joke from another podcast into our podcast.
Yeah, you should see the script we go off of. It's just like, here's what we're talking about. Go. So there's like 5-6 teams that I think could legitimately win. Six of the 8 like top seeds on each side I think are legitimate threats. And if I'm going to take a sleeper from the West and the East, I'm going to take the Islanders in the East. The Maple Leafs, you can't call them a sleeper. They're solid. So I'm going to take the Islanders of the East, and oh man,
wow!
I really like the Minnesota Wild because I really love Zach Parise, but that's just not going to happen. So I'm going to take You know, you could be onto something with that Oilers pick. So, yeah, Boston Bruins 2020 NHL Stanley Cup champs.
All right. Speaking of Zach Parise, it's his birthday today.
Really?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Zach Parise.
We got to get him on the show.
From the bubble.
Yeah, from the bubble. That you could say that that's wild. I mean, seriously, what are the odds of that, though?
Why did you know that?
Because I looked up Zach Parise.
And it just said that it's his birthday.
Yeah, age 36, July 28th, it's his birthday.
Tell me if this is like an out there idea. Like, there's a lot of players that I like that don't play for my favorite team. And when I have just a ton of money and I have like a giant basement dedicated to that's decorated in sports stuff.
Yeah, literally they have two players, not to cut you off.
I want
goalie and Zach Parise. They tweeted about it.
I want each wall in this basement to have a line of framed jerseys of all my favorite players from each sport. Like whether they play for my favorite team or not.
Yeah, that's so sick.
It's like my baseball wall. Jason Veritek, David Ortiz, duh, Ted Williams, Joe DiMaggio, Al Kaline, and Ken Griffey Jr. Those would be like my pool of six to put on that wall.
Ooh, we should make this a thing for the next episode.
Dang, so now I just have to save this thought, keep this momentum going.
Or we can just say fuck the rest of the show and do this.
Damn it, you're right. Okay, this will be a segment.
I have no preference. This is inside baseball right here. Another inside joke from another podcast.
We'll do our man cave jersey dreams as a segment on next week's show. You just heard the four major sports.
Yes, 24 baseball. Players.
Do well, six. Let's 50. Assume that we can get five jerseys on each side of the wall.
Okay.
Because you're going to want, like, pictures and other stuff up there, too.
Yeah, and those jersey frames can take up some room.
So this segment is also pretty much just our favorite five players of all time in each in the four major sports.
But so is this like, do we want to hamper ourselves to not favorite team or just like?
No, it's anybody.
Okay, I'm down.
Dang, now you've got me wanting to do this right now off the dome. No,
we could.
We're gonna do this next week because we do have something to talk about, and I don't know how long we've been recording.
Breaking news! What's up, everybody? We got some breaking news here, Lecture Hall. We are still growing out these fat beards. If you checked out our recent cover art, I'm looking Amish in this one, folks. It's the talk of the town. It's the talk of student union right now. This big old bushy thing, even though it's stubble right now. You can get a beard that it looks like I have thanks to Gibbs Grooming. That's GibbsGrooming.com. 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 What can you do when you do get there? You can get anything. You could go get their washbuckler soap bar. You could go get the BHB or beard hair body wash 3-in-1 from Gibbs. You can get just about anything. Beard oil, the Colorado Kid smells fantastic. It was a real manly man smell. You can go ahead and do any of these, and once you place your order and you're ready to check out, you can even throw in the code HALL15, HALL15. That's HALL15. What'll that do for you? Oh, that's only take 15% off of that order. Yeah. Nobody else is doing this, just Lecture Hall. So while you're enjoying your Gibbs Grooming products in the morning, getting your fresh cut on, like a recently mowed lawn,
guess what? You're going to be looking good. You're going to be smelling good. And that's thanks to Gibbs Grooming. And you're going to want to go tell your friends. That's GibbsGrooming.com. 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 Hall, H-A-L-L, 15 for 15% off. Now back to the show.
We started it last week in the NFC North. In the frozen tundra, you heard the terrible Chris Berman impression, the sound bites on Twitter. Our NFL division breakdown. And I guess we're sticking with the homer theme. And we're going to the AFC South, home of my Indianapolis Colts. Because this is my division, I will let Hoppa pick which team. Did I say the NFC South? The AFC. Did I say?
No, you said the AFC South. You were fine. You were on a roll.
Okay. The AFC South. We're letting Hoppa pick which team. Actually, no. We'll just probably start with who finished in last year, and that would be the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hoppa, yes. Take it away. I just talked a lot.
All right. Sounds good. So last year, Jacksonville, 6-10. 6-10 last year for
– trying to be there?
I don't know. I feel like that's my, like, alter ego.
I don't know. I felt like you were trying to do Joe Madden with Harry Carey with Chris Berman.
None of those guys have that high of a pitch. Of a
no, voice. You had, like, the little, like, thing in your throat, like, slurring your words, Harry Carey sound going on there.
Well, Harry only slurred his words because he was a drunk, but okay. That was really mean. That
the
was
Jacksonville super mean. Jaguars.
Yeah. The Jags, 6-10 last year, and I think that they're going to be just as bad. Leonard Fournette will run for 1,000 yards, and I'm going to call it. Yeah, he will.
No, he won't.
Yeah, he will.
Dude averages like 2 yards a carry.
That's not true.
No.
That's just false advertising.
Fournette blows.
That's just not true.
That is 100% true. Ask any Jags fan. They hate him.
Which is just like, he averages 4 yards a carry for his career. That's great.
4 yards a carry. Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot.
He stinks. Jags fans hate him.
I don't care what Jags fans think.
What did he average last year per carry?
4.3, the most of his career.
No way.
Yeah.
I should FaceTime a Jags fan right now and ask him. A Jags fan who will be working for the Jaguars this season.
Oh, that's kind of dope.
If the season happens.
If the season happens. But, you know, Leonard Fournette's going to run for 1,000 yards, as I was saying. And he is probably – they'll probably just – I'm going to – actually, I think they're going to be extra bad. And I'm going to say 4-12.
Yeah, that's tough to argue. Minshew, meh. Fournette, yeah. Trash. Who are they throwing the ball to? DJ Chark? Not bad, actually.
DJ Chark.
Okay, they drafted that wide receiver out of Texas who I wanted the Colts to draft, whose name I'm blanking on right now.
Not a good one.
No, the dude that's tall and catches everything.
Sounds why like most of the receivers in the NFL.
Why can't I think of his name? Colin Johnson. They drafted Colin Johnson out of Texas. Big fan of that guy. Their defense will be meh. Like every good defensive player.
They pretty much got rid of everybody.
And then they reload in the draft, and the guys that they didn't get rid of want to be gone, and the guys that got in the draft will be good for like 3 years, and then they'll get traded too. The Jags are a dumpster fire franchise. So what are we setting the over-under at, and then we'll do our final predictions at the end like we did last week.
Do you want me to find, like, a true over-under? Or
no,
you just...
what's the lecture hall over-under?
4.5.
4.5, okay. Moving up, the Indianapolis Colts. Since this is my team, I'll let you lead off again.
Well, I'm sure that you can imagine that I'm not going to shit on the Colts too much, seeing as they had a draft where they decided to take a rather talented individual at the running back position. the arguably top three, if not the most prolific running back in college football history. That's just a fact. Like,
I'd agree.
If you look at the numbers, it's just a fact. I'm sorry. Like, I can't do anything. Numbers don't lie. And Jonathan Taylor.
Who are the other two? Reggie Bush.
You're probably looking at Reggie Bush and, like, Archie. You're probably looking at Barry Sanders.
Oh.
Barry or Archie, since Archie won two Heismans, right?
Yeah, it's hard to not put Archie in the top three. So maybe JT's four.
No, well, okay. We can say this. This will be next week's lecture. How about I do that for next week's lecture? We haven't had that
research
in a couple of weeks. Yeah,
we start off with a very heavy hitting lecture.
Yeah, I will. Also, Leonard Fournette, since he was drafted in 2017, is one of eight running backs to run for at least 2,600 yards and 17 touchdowns.
He's trash. And he did that in his first couple seasons. And he only gets goal line carries because he can't get past the line of scrimmage. Back to the Colts.
The Colts drafted that man, who I love and will always cherish for my entire being. I'm really high on them this year. I like to think that they're a 9-7 team.
Okay. Last year, the Colts were rolling.
Go off, King.
The Colts were rolling last year with Jacoby Brissett until I believe it was the Steelers game when he got hurt, and then he had to miss the next couple weeks, and we had to play. Oh, what's that guy's sorry excuse of a quarterback? Oh, man, who was it? Was it Brian Hoyer? It was someone that sucks, a lifelong backup. And, it derailed us. Took a couple L's that probably should have been dubs with the way those games are going. If we would have had Jacoby, they probably would have been. Jacoby came back. He just was not the same Jacoby as he was to start. And the
Jacoby
Colts had
also isn't that good.
He's not that good, but he was good enough to win this trash division.
That's fair.
Yeah, so that being said, the Colts had the best offensive line in the NFL. They have arguably the best – oh, that's just a fact. It's the best offensive line in the NFL.
They have the best offensive line men.
And they have the best all-around offensive line. They also have a sleeper – running back and Marlon Mack, a guy that no one gives enough credit for, who actually rushes for 1,000 yards. And then they have arguably the best
rookie. What shit take by you?
They also have arguably the best rookie running back in the NFL in Jonathan Taylor, T.Y. Hilton, top five wide receiver in the NFL. No one gives him credit because he's not tall. Yes. Look at his numbers. Yes. They drafted Michael Pittman Jr., a guy who only dropped two passes in his entire college career at USC, ball hawk. And they have a young defense that they just keep improving on, centered around Darius Leonard. And then they traded for DeForest Buckner. This team's going to be filthy. Not to mention Phillip Rivers instead of Jacoby Brissett.
You're a psychopath.
This team is anywhere between 9-7 and 12-4. That's a wide range.
That's a three-game swing.
This team could be very average or extremely good. You just don't know. Because we haven't seen Phillip Rivers in this system.
And in a dome.
I think that could only help him.
Yeah. What a resounding answer.
So what's our over-under on the Colts? Are you going to set it at 9? 9.5?
9.5.
9.5. The
over.
Tennessee.
I'm taking over after I said 9-7.
The Tennessee Titans.
They're a good ball club.
Extended Ryan Tannehill.
They're a good ball club who extended Ryan Tannehill, who is slept on, in my personal opinion, despite what the playoffs looked like. At last year, they're very talented, but they're also not the team that's going to dominate in the regular season. I'm going to put them at 9-7 as well. Especially because the division, all they do is beat the piss out of each other.
Yeah, they have a
They pretty much just go 4-4 against each other, and then whoever has the easier, like, who somehow gets, like, the luckiest in the non-conference or in the non-divisional round, like.
Yeah, game. last year the Jags were 2-4, the Colts were 3-3, the Titans were 3-3, and the Texans were 4-2 in the division.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Titans, they have a very good O-line. They have a beast of a running back in Derrick Henry. They have no wide receivers, and they have Ryan Tannehill, and they have a meh defense. So, yeah, I could see them. I mean, they were 9-7 last year.
Ryan Tannehill, 7-3 in 10 games as the starter, 70% completion percentage, 2,700 yards, 22 touchdowns, 6 interceptions as in the regular season.
I just feel
highest,
like,
QB rating.
I just feel like they caught lightning in a bottle last year. I don't know. But
it might be.
They could be.
Lightning in a bottle.
That's not how that song goes.
I know, but I thought it was funny.
Okay. They could be any. I could see him go 7-9. I could also see him go, like, okay, math, 11-5. I could see him go 10-6. They could be good, or they could be very bad.
Yeah.
But that's the Titan way. And then.
Swords up.
Oh, that would be a great. If we had Roman as a sponsor, after you said swords up, that'd be a great time to cut to an ad read.
That would be.
Roman, hit us up. Swords up. Yeah. Then we got the Houston Texans. Probably, if there's more of a poverty franchise than the Jags in the AFC South, it is the Houston Texans. Like, what are they doing over there?
Oh, bring, bring. Breaking news. The Chargers and Joey Bosa reach a massive 5-year, $135 million extension.
What team does Joey Bosa play for?
The San Diego Chargers.
No, he doesn't. It's the Los Angeles Chargers. But what team were we talking about?
We're talking about the AFC South and Philip Rivers used to play for the Chargers.
All right. Fair enough. I saw that news break when we were talking about the Colts, and I was just going to ignore it. But fair. You made the nice segue. The Houston Texans.
Thanks.
Poverty franchise. Like, what are they doing? They let Bill O'Brien coach the team and GM team. The only other coach in the league that gets to do that is Bill Belichick, because he has 6 rings.
Seven, got a couple.
6 wings? Yeah, he's got a
6
few.
Wings?
6 wings.
He's 6 wings?
6 wings from Magic City. And
we need, that's a sponsor. If we need a sponsor, I don't know if Gibbs would like to be a co-sponsor with
Magic. No, but Gibbs could help you clean your beard after you're done eating those wings.
Oh, let's go, baby.
Wings and thighs from Magic City.
Oh, yeah. Wings and thighs.
Okay, the Houston Texans. Yes, they traded DeAndre Hopkins for, I don't know, a sack lunch that doesn't even include a snack pack, so nothing. I mean, they have Deshaun Watson. They have no one on the O-line. They have an injured J.J. Watt, and they don't have Clowney anymore. This team wins 3 games. Set the over-under at 3.5.
I feel like 6.5 is appropriate.
No, 3. 3.5.
It's still Deshaun Watson.
And?
Well, you know.
That's like if you put Aaron Rodgers on who's really bad? The Texans.
What a show we do. Oh, man.
All right, Hoppe, any thoughts, final thoughts on the Texans before you predict these seasons?
No, you pretty much said the Texans are bad. They traded away
The best receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, probably the best receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, so the best receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, the best receiver in the NFL, to be honest.
Yeah. And what'd they get back for him?
I think, like, some 2022 picks. And David Johnson. David Johnson.
Who hasn't been good in, like, 3 years.
That's also false.
And they didn't get a snack pack in return. They got a sack lunch with no snack pack. Billy Madison would be irate. So.
Back to school. That was a good impression.
That was kind of good.
That was a good one.
Before we predict these teams' records and end of season, can you do a water boy impression? Give me your best water boy.
that's arguably the best impression that I do.
What was that?
That was him going to make a tackle.
I was expecting to hear you say, like, Mama Says, or like Captain Insano, or something like that. I can't do it, but that's, I was expecting you to go with one of those phrases. I wasn't expecting you to freaking moan.
when he goes and makes a tackle, it's and then he just now, you know, he fucking kills the guy. That's arguably one of the best impressions that I do. I don't know if it's going to be copyright, but you might have to clip him making a tackle and like try to combine them in the podcast.
You know who else is going to be making that sound? Deshaun Watson when he gets sacked 72 times because he has no offensive line.
Absolutely. He's gonna take some lumps, that's for sure.
All right. The Jaguars, final record, and what happens with their season?
Hopper says that the Jacksonville Jaguars. See, I can only do the I'm only good at that. Hopper says that the Jacksonville Jaguars end at 4-12.
4-12. All right. And is that a top five pick?
Yes.
All right. Indianapolis Colts?
10-6.
Oh,
I'm not improved. Writing these down. Hold on.
Okay. And does that get them a wild card spot or a division win in the AFC South?
That's a division win in the AFC South.
That's what the Titans won, the Texans won it at last year. Oh, 6-2 Mets. Let's go, Mets. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, don't add the fucking LGFM, baby.
The Tennessee Titans?
Or LFGM. The Titans are going to go 9-7.
And the Texans?
The Texans are going to go a cool 6-10.
Okay. And miss playoff, is that a top 10 pick?
No.
Not a top 10 pick.
Maybe.
The Jags have a top five pick at 4 wins, but at 6 wins, you're not even in the top 10?
No, yeah, that has to be a top 10 pick.
Okay.
The Colts are also going to lose in the divisional round, however.
To who? Actually, we haven't done the rest of the AFC. Okay.
But the Titans are going to be the wild card team.
Okay. The Jaguars, 3-13.
Ooh, hairy, not nice.
The Texans, solely because of Deshaun Watson, 4-12.
Wow. You're saying they're going to lose like 5 games from last year?
Yeah, they stink.
All right.
The Titans at I think a solid 9-7 is fair for the Titans.
Okay.
And the Colts 11-5.
I knew it. I literally was writing it down before you even said it.
The Titans are not a wild card team.
Wow.
The Jags.
So that means your other division winners have to like, or your other, yeah, one of the other divisions has to be like really good.
The Jags and the Texans both have top 5 picks.
Okay.
Honestly, it could both be top three picks, depending on how we rank the rest of these teams.
True.
And I think the Colts win the divisional and they lose in the conference championship because that's Phillip Rivers' specialty.
There you go. What a time to be alive.
All right.
I don't know what we have next.
That was it.
Awesome. Well,
any last second thoughts before the bell rings?
Nice. That was sick. I don't have anything to add after that.
Nothing. Nothing at all?
Zero. It's perfect.
What's your most slept on impression?
Ooh. That's a good question. I might have to think about this one for next episode. We already have like next episode lined out. That's awesome.
Yeah, we usually wait until 2 hours before.
Yeah. Look at us. Okay.
Who would have thought?
Lecture Hall fans, you're getting a high quality podcast next week. Look at us. Who thought we'd thought? Be?
Couldn't be me.
Couldn't be me.
So we can't even end on you doing like that kind of impression.
Listen, everybody. I just want everybody to be safe. I'd really hope that we all start wearing our masks so that we can have NFL football. All right. Let's not have China take away our NFL football. I love football. I'm actually the greatest football player to ever play the game. And I would like you to all wear your masks so I have football to watch. That got yep. weird.
Yep, you just heard live from President Trump just a few days after sitting down with Dave Portnoy. He comes on Lecture Hall.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Student Union really, really letting it fly out here.
Literally letting it fly.
Very literally.
All right, guys. Well, that pretty much well wraps up this week's show. Once again, guys, if you want a beard like this one or stubble like this one.
This is nice. Look
at
this.
It's actually coming through.
It's coming
through. The lady that made our cover art gave you like a beard and a half.
She gave me a thick boy.
Oh man, I thought I was on the cover with an Amishman for a second when I saw that. I was like, who is this guy?
That was one of those furniture magazines. Amish furniture magazines for a second.
Oh, but if you want beards like ours, head over to GibbsGrooming.com. They've got you covered. It's 8-2 Mets, but when you're on GibbsGrooming.com, you add all the things to your cart. You put your card in. You add promo code Hall15, capital HALL15. Boom, 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 boom. 15% off your order. Simple as that. Do us
love
a favor,
the double
guys.
Finger gun.
Yeah. And did you hear that?
Okay, shooter.
I think the bell just rang. So that's it from the Lecture Hall boys. We will see you next week.
Class dismissed.